Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Another one of the cases that we're following for you is the Taylor Shaw business trial. We've been running the courtroom audio for you every single day, and we'll continue to do that as the trial continues. We've even created a separate sub-podcast channel if you just want to follow that case alone. It's called Nightmare in Wisconsin, Taylor Shaw business trial. You can search it and subscribe it wherever you get podcasts. And if you are a Premium Plus subscriber to us here, through Apple Podcasts, you get that ad-free as well. This case, we're going to be going into what was talked about day one of the trial earlier this week. Some of the testimony that was given, some of the observation that the officers made when going through this literal house of horrors. And then I also want to talk about some audio. I'm going to play some audio from the courtroom that actually took place yesterday, which would be the 25th of July, 2023. And it shows a very disturbing look at Taylor Shaw business, the way she reacted while in court. And we'll get to all that here in just a few moments. You're in Wisconsin. Are people talking about this in the state?
Yeah.
Really?
So far, I mean, football season hasn't started. So usually the typical discussion is the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So they're talking about this. This is a big deal. This is something that went down in Green Bay, very close to Lambeau Field. Mm-hmm. So it's something of a topic for sure, because people are freaked out.
Yeah. I used to work right across the street from the courthouse on Jefferson we had a radio station there. That I worked at WIXX when they were downtown. So I can totally picture where all this is going down at in that courtroom in Brown County. This case, in case you need a little refresher, it dates back to February 2022 when, is it Thyron, also 25, that was the boyfriend, was found gruesomely dismembered in his mother's basement. Shaw Business is facing charges for first-degree homicide, mutilating a corpse, third-degree sexual assault. Authorities accuse her of strangling Thyron to death, performing sexual acts on his corpse, and dismembering him, leaving parts of his body then scattered throughout the house and even inside a car. The victim's severed head and penis were shockingly discovered inside a bucket. The discovery made all the more disturbing, as it was the victim's mother who stumbled upon her son and his head and his penis in the bucket. Footage captured by police body cameras revealed the horrifying crime scene. They've been showing some of that in court, the stuff that they can show. The visual evidence known to the Wisconsin jury brought the grotesque reality of the crime to the forefront. Investigators found bags soaked in blood and blood-stained mattresses, illuminating the grotesque extent of the murder. As the trial opened, shocking evidence emerged, painting a disturbing picture of the murder and the events leading up to it. Shaw Business reportedly took advantage of the her boyfriend, Thyron, during an intense sexual encounter leading to his death by strangulation using a chain. Because, you know, when you're getting it on, who doesn't want to break out the chains? I guess some people do. I can say proudly, I've never been one of them. Want to err on the side of not killing my partner or just being really kind of weird. It's like, you may want to go talk to a therapist about that rather than involving chains and sex.
It's a bit aggressive.
It is. It seems to be a turnoff to a lot of people, I would think. And it may show some tendencies that you're withholding deep down that may come to the light other than in sex. Post-mortem, she allegedly performed sexual acts on his dismembered body and scattered his remains throughout the house. Of course, the next question that comes up is, how do you do such a thing? How do you perform? Because it's she is a female. He is a male. How does that work?
Well, and don't forget, she, and I mentioned this, I think yesterday or the day before, she's 5'2". She's tiny, and yet she dismembered a body. And we've talked about this in other episodes where there's been dismemberment. I have trouble getting a drumstick off of a chicken. How are people doing this? Am I missing something? Do I just not have sharp knives?
I have trouble getting drumstick. Well, you have to saute the body for quite a while in a really large crock pot. Then it just comes right off the bone.
You know how to cook. Talk to me about this. What am I doing wrong?
Trust me. If you know how to cook, doesn't mean you know how to dismember a body. I don't know. I mean, I assume you kind of go for the joints with a sharp knife like you would with a chicken. But even that I hate doing because it's like you kind of get that cartilage in there and it's kind of stuck and hard. I can only imagine what it's like with a human body.
I just can't fathom it. And yet this 5'2" petite woman is just hacking away at some poor soul. But she was meth filled. So, maybe it was a rage and adrenaline go. I don't know. It baffles my mind.
I'm going to guess that played a big role in it. This is one of those cases. I always say the best thing we can hear in a story like this is the words drugs were involved. Well, kids, yeah. Drugs were involved. And to me, I don't know. She's not on drugs right now, as far as we can tell, but she still looks very much like a monster and very much acts like one and has continued to do so. But I think that's more so the long-lasting effects of the drugs and the damage that she's done to herself. So how did she do that? Well, there's toys. The site that greeted Thyron's mother, Tara, and her boyfriend, Steve, was nothing short of a nightmare when they got home. They discovered her son's severed head and his penis inside a bucket. And then they called 911 because it's like, I can't imagine you in the other room like, oh my God, call 911. Why? His head and dick are in the bucket. Like that, I think I would pass out right there if someone screamed that at me.
I just don't know how they're going to recover from this. I mean, how do you recover from seeing your child's head in probably like a Home Depot bucket?
No, I don't. I could not. I do not know. I would be in a padded room right now.
Halloween would just PTSD. I mean, Halloween sites, because that's what this was. This was a house of horrors.
Yeah. No, without, I don't know. I feel horrible for that family having to go through that. That's something you don't recover from. The police body cam footage exhibited in court showed the officers being led to the basement where they came face to face with the horrifying sight. Alex Wanish, one of the responding Green Bay officers, testified about the gut-wrenching discovery. At the bottom of the stairs to the right, there was a green bucket. That's a Menards bucket, Stacey, with a shower towel on top of it. Because you got the orange for Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Blue is Lowe's and green, if you are in part of the country where there is a Menards, it's a similar store to those. They have the green buckets. And there was, in fact, a human head severed inside of the bucket. I wonder if Menards is going to use that in their marketing. Hey, our buckets are used in the murder scene over there. And I don't know, make that like one of the little caricatures at the checkout.
Man, I hope not.
I can't imagine seeing that. In the basement, officers found more of Thyron's remains stored in various plastic bags and storage totes. His upper torso was found in a storage tote accompanied by a carving knife and several internal organs indicating the extent of the dismemberment. She's like butchering him, literally.
Yeah.
And why? I guess drugs are the answer. Shaw Business confessed to investigators that she had planned to transport all the dismembered parts in her minivan. However, she abandoned the idea due to her state of lethargy. and the random, unplanned nature of the murder. Authorities apprehended Shaw Business shortly after the discovery of the remains. She was found still sporting blood-stained clothing and bearing physical evidence of the crime, such as scratches on her arms, a cut on her left thumb, and apparent blood on her hands. During the interrogation, Shaw Business revealed that she and Thyron had consumed drugs, including methamphetamine and a potent sedative called trazodone. Earlier in the day of the incident, investigators recovered a glass pipe and bag containing a light-colored powder, corroborating her account of drug consumption. And you have learned a little bit about trazodone, have you not, about that it's not necessarily a drug that makes you go and kill your lover and cut them up and put them into totes?
No, typically not. And I used to work in the veterinary field. We used it for like pre-visit anxiety for dogs typically, and it can be used in cats as well, but obviously don't do it without consulting your veterinarian. But the reason that it's used, it has a sedative effect where it will just take you down a couple notches, like you're just knocked on your ass. So I'm really having a hard time believing, and I thought I had read that they didn't just take it as a pill, that they somehow either injected it. I don't think you can get it by injection outside of a hospital. I thought it was only a pill. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little confused. Did they just like snort it or something?
I don't really know another way to take it other than a pill, but I'm sure people can get creative with it. It's an antidepressant designed to help improve your mood so you feel better. It's a very popular one. Millions of people take it around the country every single day, myself included. And
it makes you tired, doesn't it?
Well, I think initially when you start taking it, it does. I really honestly don't. I don't know. I'm in a good mood. There was a very rough time in my life about 2 years ago, going through a divorce and all that. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna get on something because I need a little something to help me kind of deal with the divorce and all of that insanity. And I got on it at that time. I still take it every single day. And it's, you know, I believe it's helped me. It kind of helped get me out of kind of a depressive state that I was in for a while. Is it something I want to be on my whole life? No. I don't notice that I even take it anymore, quite honestly. But the effects do not tend to be murdering your spouse or having those sort of tendencies. Now, is it on the list of possible side effects? Maybe. I don't know. I got to take a look at that. Do we know the side effects of trazodone? Do we have that? I can find that.
Yeah, there's always the risk. Obviously, if you're giving this to somebody who's depressed, there's a risk. It might increase your risk of suicidal thoughts. There's some cardiac things to be concerned about. Sedation is a huge side effect. I know in the animal world, some breeds of animals would get a little bit hyper when given trazodone. It didn't happen often, but we'd see it. And for the life of me, I can't recall if it was huskies or if it was vislas. I'm not sure which breed it was, but sometimes they would just get super amped up. Like we give them trazodone, it's like, whoa, that has the opposite effect. Mm-hmm. So with any drug, that's a possibility. You never know how each individual is going to react. But for the most part, it's supposed to take care of serotonin and bring you down a little bit as far as your activity level and just even things out. It doesn't cause you to go into a murderous rage.
No, that it does not. In fact, here we can go through trazodone may cause side effects. Tell your doctor if any of these symptoms are severe and do not go away, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, changes in appetite or weight, weakness or tiredness, nervousness, dizziness or lightheadedness, nightmares, muscle pain, dry mouth, rash, sexual problems in males, decreased sex drive, inability to get to keep an erection or delayed absent ejaculation, sexual problems in females, decreased sex drive or delayed orgasm and unable to have an orgasm, uncontrollable shaking or part of the body, stuffy nose, tired, red or itchy eyes. Ask your doctor if trazodone is right for you. Some special side effects can be serious. If you experience any of the following symptoms or those listed in the important warning or special precaution sections, call your doctor immediately or get emergency medical treatment, including problems with chest pain, fast pounding or irregular heartbeat, loss of consciousness, coma, fever, sweating, confusion, fast or irregular heartbeat, and severe muscle stiffness or twitching, agitation, hallucinations, loss of coordination, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, fainting, seizures, shortness of breath, unusual bruising or bleeding, nosebleeds, small red or purple dots on the skin, erection lasting more than 6 hours, headache, what? Problems with thinking, concentration or memory, weakness, problems with coordination. Trazodone can cause painful, long-lasting erections in males. In some cases, emergency and or surgical treatment has been required, and in some of those cases, permanent damage has occurred. Talk to your doctor about the risk of taking trazodone. Trazodone may cause other side effects. Call your doctor if you have any unusual problems while taking trazodone. Trazodone helped me get it on for 7 hours. I took that.
Wow.
My penis exploded. Ask your doctor if trazodone is right for you. Trazodone.
Oh my God.
So there you go.
Well, I worked as a veterinary nurse. I never did see a dog with an extended boner for, you know, a period of time. So it didn't have that effect on the dogs. I can tell you that.
I can say it actually helps in that area a little bit. I'll give it that. Not to the point of like, oh my God, what the hell? But
he was like, oh, okay.
What? I don't even know. I'm not going to continue down this road. How about that? But I will say it's not a bad. It's worked for me. So I'm at the end of the commercial. It worked for me, but it was not
in a bathtub,
but it was not taken for that purpose whatsoever. But I can see where there's, but nowhere near like, oh my God, you need surgical procedures done. It's more like, yeah, that was kind of fun. So there you go.
But it didn't cause you to murder anybody.
It did not cause me to murder anybody. That is the important lesson to learn. In that observation of trazodone, looking at everything that they had going on here, we're talking about her state of mind. I'm trying to see where we had left out during the interrogation. Yeah, she revealed that they were on drugs. That's kind of where we left it off. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to continue to see exactly what this person did. I have some audio I want to play for you. This was in court on the 25th. This is her attorney trying to make the argument to the judge before the jury comes back in that the images of the head and the penis in the bucket, they don't need to be displayed to the jury. They get it. There's already official accounts of it. And I got to tell you, while this is going on, she's laughing. She has her eyes squinted almost all the time in this trial, and they're darting everywhere, and she looks very paranoid. She looks very disconnected from reality. I would almost, and I don't know, and I don't think I officially feel this way by any means, but if you were to look at somebody in court and go, I wonder if they're possibly possessed.
No.
I think she could be a suspect for that. Because she ain't.
She does look like she's got a little bit of the demon in her.
If you, I mean, it's very likely far more some sort of mental illness going on here, personality disorder. Something is not right in this person. But if you were to suspect someone of being possessed, take a look at Taylor Shaw business in court and tell me that that does not creep the shit out of you. Here's that audio from court just the other day.
It's just kind of, in my opinion, sort of highly unusual that this picture, you know, of the deceased would be presented to the jury when the doctor can easily testify about, you know, the cause and manner of death. The picture isn't going to really add too much, in my opinion. But I totally respect the court's ruling. I just want to make sure I made all my arguments to the court.
Sure. And I understand that. Photographs can be helpful to juries in understanding what witnesses are testifying to. For example, I think that argument could be made probably regarding every single photograph that's been entered into evidence, and that is, well, we can tell you what it looked like, and so you don't need to see a picture of it. Photos can be helpful. They can. And so I understand that.
Raising her eyebrows, darting around looking. She's like giving like a eyebrow like raise and smiling really evilly. And now she's laughing. She's visibly laughing, moving her body, like putting her head down, big smile on her face.
Wow.
And she looks at the judge, like while he's speaking, as if she doesn't understand the language that he's talking in. She just looks utterly confused. I don't think she even knows why she's there, is my guess. So why they deemed her competent to stand trial, I don't know. This does not ring to me of a competent human being.
No. And there was certain times during her appearance where it looked like she was slumped down in her chair and asleep.
Yeah, there's been times like that, too. So where this is going, I have no idea. Your guess as good as is mine, but anywhere other than the inside of a jail cell or a mental health facility for the rest of her life, I don't see any other options.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.